We are thinking today about remembering things, okay? It's a very special service of remembering. So I want us to think, what do we remember? What do we think about if we see something like this? Balloons. What do we think? What do they make us think of? Your birthday. Brilliant. Anyone else have balloons on their birthday? Yes, yes, yes. Me too. You see balloons outside a house. We know there's a birthday, a party. Brilliant. What about this? What do we remember and think about when we see... Yes.
Christmas.
Presents. Brilliant. Do you know what the good news is? 45 sleeps to go. Yes. Don't panic, parents. 45 sleeps. That's about 44 shopping sleeps. So 45 to go. Countdown is on. We remember Christmas when we see those things. Brilliant. What about this? Poppies. Today. We remember today. No more sleeps to go. But why? What do we remember when we see poppies? They're lovely flowers. You're right. Yes. There's a hand up there. Go on. We remember people who died, particularly, yes. Say it again, young man.
The soldiers who fought in the fields with lots of poppies.
Yeah, soldiers who fought in the fields with poppies. You're absolutely right. We remember when we see poppies, soldiers who died giving the most precious thing they could, their lives, so that you and I could be free and we could live. Anyone know why it's a poppy? This young man's got all the knowledge, but try someone else. Yes, a hand up there. Exactly that. Yeah, First World War, Flanders Fields, well, lots of us might know the poem. They churned up the mud so much it was ripe for poppies. And so we see poppies. Can you just put your hand on a second, young man? It's brilliant. Well, we'll come back to you, though. We see poppies and we remember those soldiers who died so you and I can live. It's exactly right. Now, we're in church this morning, and it's great to have you all here. And Jesus said to his followers, people who trust and follow and love him, to remember his death as well. And Christians have a symbol for that too. Oh, look at that. Quite straightforward. What is it? Breathe, breathe, young man. Oh, yes, that's right. It's a cross. And this is a symbol a bit like the poppy where we remember those who died, but like the Father Christmas and the reindeer, we remember Christmas. A bit like the balloons, we remember birthdays. When Christians see the cross, we remember Jesus died for us. He gave the most precious thing he had, his life, but so that even more people could live and be free. Brilliant. We're going to think a little bit later on, about why his cross is so, so special and such good news. You've listened well. Now, here's what's going to happen next. We're going to go back to our seats and we're going to stand and sing, okay? And there's going to be a procession in and we're going to remember, before we remember Jesus, those soldiers who... Now, it might seem a long time ago. Guys, when we see these poppies, we remember
today.
Brilliant. You're in good voice, young man. I'm glad you're here. We remember today soldiers who gave their lives so that we could live and be free. And we left the last little talk with this symbol, not of poppies, but of a cross. Excellent. So remember Jesus who gave his life that the world can be free and live. Amazing. Now, we're going to just have a little reading from the Bible. Noah's going to come up. I'll find a microphone. Grown-ups, the words actually from the Bible passage are on your sheets. Just in the wrong place, because I put them in the wrong place. But Noah, if you're going to read our reading. Let's listen to Noah. We need two ears to listen really well, if you're anything like me. Two ears. Let's listen to Noah as he reads the Bible.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. John 15:13-14.
Brilliant. Noah, thank you. Very simple, short little reading, but really, really massively important words. Because Jesus said, there's no greater love than this, nothing bigger than laying down your life, dying for your friends. We're going to think very, very briefly about why that's such good news. I want to tell you a story, a true story about a man called Billy McFadzean. Anyone know or hear called Billy? You don't know Billy McFadzean, but you might have a name, Billy. Any Billys here? No? Young man, can we do questions at the end? I will come back to you, though. I won't forget. Brilliant to have some enthusiasm. Billy McFadzean, he was a soldier a long time ago in World War I, the greatest and most serious battle in world history. 19,000 died on the first day of the Battle of the Somme. And Billy McFadzean is always remembered. Do you know why? There was a terrible, terrible accident. He was in the trench, he was fighting away, and the grenade box toppled over, and two pins fell out. And Private Billy McFadzean, without hesitation, dived on the box of grenades, smothered the impact, and everybody in the trench lived. And when the king gave the Victoria Cross, you know, the special medal of remembrance for very, very special soldiers, he gave the Victoria Cross to Billy McFadzean's daddy, his father. And the king said, nothing finer was done in this war than the act of your son to save his comrades. No surprise, is it? An extraordinary act of willing sacrifice to save his friends. Everyone in the trench lived. But the words Noah just read from the Bible on our sheets were from an even bigger king than the ones that the king said to Billy's dad. The King of Kings, the Lord Jesus. And he didn't say those words, there's no greater love than this to lay down your life for your friends, so go and do it. He said them so he'd remember he's done it. He didn't say the words, so just go and do it, but that we'd remember he's done it. And so Christians have this symbol, like we have poppies for the world soldiers. We have this cross to remember Jesus died to make us friends with God. We remember and we rejoice. And do you know what? Jesus said those words the night before an even bigger battle than the Battle of the Somme. Because when Jesus died on the cross, Christians remember that he died for sin. Hands up if you said sorry to God earlier in the service with me, some of the things we've done wrong. Yeah. Hands up if you'll probably have to say sorry to God tomorrow. Maybe the day after. Yes, we keep doing it, don't we? Hands up if you've ever tried to do nothing wrong for a whole minute. It's hard, isn't it? It's really hard. Really hard.
About a whole year.
Whole year. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A whole year.
1 second. What,
you know, 1 second might even stretch me. It's hard, isn't it? And so we keep saying sorry to God. But Christians, remember, we say sorry to the God whose son gave his life to make us friends. So we remember and we rejoice. And the reason it was a bigger battle is because the sorts of things we said, the Bible calls sin. Small little word, big problem. All the stuff that cuts us off from knowing God. All the stuff that isn't just for children. The stuff that grown-ups we know we just can't grow out of. And they were nailed to the cross. You see that? Very dirty. That helps us remember that sin is dirty. It cuts us off from God. And Jesus died in our place, dealing with all God's fair punishment at our sin, so we would live. And so Christians see the cross, and we remember, and we rejoice. That is why knowing Jesus is such good news.